But first thing is first, right now, it is the Friday morning mailbag. Ah, the accumulations of your communications through the week from you to us via all the avenues of discourse.
You've got mail.
Indeed, that too. Actual correspondence from actual Hank Home viewers just like you. Checking on the Hank FM newsletter, and I'll be darned. We had one. That's right, Hank FM newsletter. I don't really know how to tell you how to sign up for it. I think you can do that on the website. But nonetheless, a lot of great information. Mayfest, Tim McGraw, tickets, American Rodeo. We have one. Hot off the press. I don't think they print those. Daryl in the Hood said, Tim McGraw, exactly 1 year younger than me. Well, that would mean happy birthday to you as well, Daryl in the Hood. James in Arlington, by way, though, and working out there. He's been working in Arizona. Listens to the show on the app every single day. And he said, and then I'm headed to California to start the wall project out there because he's building the wall.
MAGA!
And now they're building the California portion. Can we build the wall around California to keep them in?
America!
I don't know. We'll work on that, James. Stay safe out there. Tracy the Barrel Racer, tell old JB we don't need any more rain for a little while. Well,
JB?
I don't think he has the power. But Tracy out there in that Parker County area that certainly was affected by the tornadoes earlier this week. Bless you guys. We love you. Love you, Tracy. Sandy out there, thanks for showing some Garner love this week on the radio. Been a rough week out there. I know, guys. We love you. Just hanging out in Garner this past weekend. Ellie says, hearing King Charles sing Hamilton on my Friday morning radio. Hashtag perfect. Well, it was a message from the king. 817 said, KB, 2 days ago, you said you would sing on the show. Does what just happened count? Well, that was Chuck singing that right there. That was not me. It was a message from the king. We got it. Terry sent a couple of days ago. I don't know if you saw this video. He sent it to me as well. It's that fight in the stands at the Texas Rangers game earlier this week where, I mean, holy cow. Haymaker right hook right to the face. Yankees fan goes down. Terry asks, when's the last fight you've been in? I'd be more interested if Heather was here today to figure it out.
Heather Lee.
I don't hear that. Mine, not exciting. Maybe fifth grade? Fifth grade. I mean, neither one of us wanted to fight, so it was just kind of a sparring session. You know how that goes. But I tell you what, the Dallas Stars could have used that Rangers fan indeed. Yep. The 443 sent this via the Hank FM app, which does all sorts of fun technological things if you haven't updated. This was yesterday. David Allen Coe, thank you for playing so much DAC today, RIP. I believe that's a Maryland area code. This one comes from Colorado. Wow, RIP David Allen Coe. I hope you'll keep playing the legend. That's Dennis in Evant, Colorado. All right, very nice. Yeah, use that app. Because as we discovered last week, too, you can send audio voicemail to us. And we have a couple here. This is from Joe.
I just want to say thank you very much. Nice hearing a very pleasant voice on the radio and playing the best songs ever.
I'm not talking about our show.
This is Joe down in Venus at the bus yard for the schools. You take care. Have a good day.
Thank you, Joe. Bet he was talking about Aaron. Or Mark. That's Joe. We got, this is Mad Texan.
Please play A Boy Named Sue.
All right. We will do that. Technology. Look where we're at now. And another check-in from probably out on the road.
Breaker 19, this here is the Texas Tater. KB and Heather Lee, I hope y'all are right as rain. Hold on. Boozy Booger, there's an alligator in the greening lane past exit 7. Keep your eyes open. Sorry about that. The road is a cruel mistress, but we can't quit her. Love your show and keep on trucking. Texas Tater, out.
Texas Tater. Keep it coming, Texas Tater. Shiny side up. Carla says, one of my newest life goals is to never make your 8:45 set. Oh, the...
Dum, dum,
yeah.
Dum, dum, dum.
No kidding. Yeah. That is a good one right there. Okay, a couple of things about Leslie. First of all, Nikki says we need to get down to brass tacks and find out some facts about Leslie. First of all, boy or girl, what kind of mouse is Leslie? Are we dealing with a rat? Is Leslie here legally or not? Wow. Maddie, though, with the biggest revelation. Quote, wait, what? Leslie is imaginary? I don't know. That's allegedly. And I think the post I like most of the day, this came from Rebecca early on Wednesday morning after the storms there. It's a miracle we didn't lose anybody in these tornadoes. I think it's time we start calling this place Miracle Wells. Love that. That was earlier in the week. It's been a long week for you, but we love hearing from you. Any which way. That includes on that app.